The U.S. military is dealing with another major training accident, this one in Kuwait. Five Americans and a New Zealander were killed yesterday when a U.S. Navy plane dropped a bomb on the wrong spot during an exercise in the Kuwaiti desert. Five other American military personnel and two Kuwaitis were injured in the accident. The Pentagon is sending an investigation board to Kuwait to determine what happened. The accident occurred a little more than a month after a U.S. Navy submarine rammed a Japanese fishing boat near Honolulu, killing nine Japanese. Joining me now is NPR's Tom Jalton. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Why was the pilot dropping bombs in the Kuwaiti desert when people were around?
Bob, this happened at a place called the Udari Bombing Range, and it is in the desert. This is a place where U.S. planes routinely practice their bombing runs. In this case, they were practicing what's called close air support, and that's a situation where you have your troops on the ground engaged with an enemy force on the ground, and your troops decide they need or want close air support. They'll call in their aircraft, and the exercise involves what are called forward air controllers on the ground, actually directing the pilots overhead towards certain targets, pointing them toward those targets, guiding them in. They were practicing that exercise, and somehow there was a miscommunication or something, we don't know exactly what, and the pilot dropped the bomb. It was a 500-pound gravity bomb on or near this group of people.
Have the dead been identified?
Right. Five Americans and one New Zealander. And what I understand, it's not official, but what I understand is that the five Americans included a forward air controller from the Air Force and four soldiers from the U.S. Army who were explosive ordnance disposal specialists. These would be the guys you'd want around in case a bomb did not explode when it was dropped and it had to be disposed of. You know, Bob, this is reminiscent of an accident at Fort Sill Army Base in Oklahoma back in 1995. There was also an exercise involving close air support then, and what happened was a pilot dropped his bomb on a post where the forward air controller was stationed. And apparently what happened in that case was that the forward air controller was using a laser to point the aircraft toward a particular target, and the pilot, instead of locking on the spot where the laser was pointing, actually locked onto the laser device itself. Now, I don't know if that's what happened in this case, but it's clearly a parallel situation, and this is a possibility. This is the kind of thing that will be investigated in the coming weeks.
The collision of the U.S. submarine and the Japanese boat last month prompted the Navy to set up a court of inquiry to investigate. Might there be a similar board set up in this case?
There certainly could. What these two incidents, of course, have in common is that they involve a foreign government, and already the New Zealand government has weighed in quite critically, saying it wants an urgent explanation of what went wrong, and it makes it clear it can't understand exactly what went wrong. So far, the board of investigators that's going to Kuwait will just be gathering facts and reaching some conclusions, but it is a high-level board. It'll be led by the deputy commander of the U.S. Central Command, a three-star general. And back in that case at Fort Sill that I mentioned, ultimately, once they determined what happened, there was disciplinary action. So whether it's a court of inquiry or some other procedure, I think we can safely assume that some kind of disciplinary action and possibly even criminal investigation could be forthcoming here.
What about the Udari range where this occurred?
It was mistakenly called an airfield in some of the early reports. In fact, as I understand it, it's just a big stretch of open desert. There are a lot of burned out tanks and trucks there that were destroyed during the Gulf War, and it's routinely used for target practice. But there are no buildings or facilities around, and these people were standing just at an observation point in the open desert. Incidentally, former President Bush and General Norman Schwarzkopf were at the Udari Range just last month to watch a live fire exercise.
NPR's Tom Jalton.